Welcome back to the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 385, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and each week I choose a different translation of the Bible to read. And I try to average about 10 minutes per show. Today we're back in the book of Revelation. We'll read chapters 8 and 9 from the New American Standard Bible. Let's begin. Revelation chapter 8. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. Another angel came and stood at the altar, holding a golden censer. And much incense was given to him, so that he might add it to the prayers of all the saints on the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, with the prayers of the saints, went up before God out of the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, and filled it with the fire of the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there followed peals of thunder, and sounds, and flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound them. The first sounded, and there came hail and fire, mixed with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the earth was burned up, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. The second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. The third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of waters. The name of the star is called Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the waters, because they were made bitter. The fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars were struck, so that a third of them would be darkened, and the day would not shine for a third of it, and the night in the same way. Then I looked, and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who dwell on the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who were about to sound." Revelation chapter 9. Then the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star from heaven which had fallen to the earth, and the key of the bottomless pit was given to him. He opened the bottomless pit, and smoke went up out of the pit, like the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke of the pit. Then out of the smoke came locusts upon the earth, and power was given to them, as the scorpions of the earth have power. They were told not to hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only the men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads. And they were not permitted to kill anyone, but to torment for 5 months. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion when it stings a man. And in those days men will seek death and will not find it. They will long to die, and death flees from them. The appearance of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads appeared to be crowns like gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. They had hair like the hair of women, and their teeth were like the teeth of lions. They had breastplates like breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots, of many horses rushing to battle. They have tails like scorpions and stings, and in their tails is their power to hurt men for 5 months. They have as king over them the angel of the abyss. His name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and in the Greek he has the name Apollyon. The first woe is past. Behold, two woes are still coming after these things. Then the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God. One saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, "Release the four angels who were bound at the great river Euphrates." And the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released, so that they would kill a third of mankind. The number of the armies of the horsemen was 200 million. I heard the number of them. and this is how I saw in the vision the horses and those who sat on them. The riders had breastplates the color of fire and of hyacinth and of brimstone. And the heads of the horses are like the heads of lions. And out of their mouths proceed fire and smoke and brimstone. A third of mankind was killed by these three plagues, by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which proceeded out of their mouths. For the power of the horses is in their mouths and in their tails. For their tails are like serpents and have heads, and with them they do harm. The rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, so as not to worship demons, and the idols of gold and of silver and of brass and of stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. And they did not repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their immorality, nor of their thefts. May God bless the reading of His Word. Okay. Get a picture in your mind of the scene. There are literally hundreds of thousands, probably millions, here in heaven before the throne. Some are those who have believed in Jesus. 144,000 of them are from the 12 tribes of Israel, and there is a multitude of angels. And there is the Lamb, the Son of God, sitting at the right hand of God, who is at the center of it all. And the seventh seal is open, and there was silence for half an hour. Listen to silence. That was just 15 seconds. 30 minutes, which is what the silence was in heaven, 30 minutes is 120 times longer than that. Can you imagine a scene like that? With all of those beings, millions of them, and there is silence? There was such an anticipation and wonder at what the breaking of the seventh seal would bring. And the next thing that happens brings a powerful message to us today, I think. One that, until today, I've always just kind of glossed over. After the silence, at the peak of anticipation, when you know that all eyes were on the throne, an angel came and stood at the altar with incense, and the prayers of the believers, along with the smoke of the incense, went up before God out of the angel's hand. Listen, do you think prayer is important? Do you think God pays attention? Absolutely. Imagine the focus of all of heaven right here. Every eye is observing the scene here at the altar. No one knows what the breaking of the seventh seal will bring, and they are all watching closely. And a very special angel brings your prayers and mine and lifts them up to God at this eternally important time in history. I think God thinks prayer is vitally important. What do you think? If you'd like to leave a comment or a word of encouragement, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 385.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at _SteveWebb_#LifespringMedia. I'd really like to hear from you. Have you subscribed to the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible in your favorite podcast app? Do it today. Tomorrow we're back in the Old Testament book of 1 Kings. See you then. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks so much for being here. Bye.